Overtime in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Nothing quite like it. Hurricanes advanced over the Islanders in overtime on Friday night, which gave me yesterday off, which allowed me to watch that. And Game 7 last night, Boston and Florida, a thing to behold. I really thought the series was over when David Pastrnak scored to make it 3-2. Boston, really about, what, 3 minutes into the third period? Pete Blackburn, Bally Sports, joining us on the Adam Gold Show. How are you? How are you holding up today?
I mean, you probably can guess the answer to that, sure. But like, probably better than I think a lot of people would assume. Like, I'm capable of speaking. I've done some content. I've done my job, right, and my duties, which I think even that some people are surprised that I'm capable of speaking and putting together coherent thoughts.
Well, good. I'm glad you are. The reason I contacted you, obviously, I know that you're based in Boston and you grew up a Bruins fan and all that. And I'm not in any way, because I was kind of rooting for Boston. I love everything about that team. And I'm the outlier here in terms of, I know we don't, as a organization, as a fan base, there's no love lost for the Bruins. But I love the culture of that team and I respect everything they did. How do you balance what they did in the regular season and what happened?
I said it this morning. I don't think you can anymore. Like, I mean, I know that it probably varies from person to person. Like, there are fans that are going to, you know, have memories with, like, they're watching games with their parents, right, or stuff like that. That's going to mean stuff to them. And I don't want to take that away from them. Me personally, the way my brain works, I cannot detach the success from the failure. Like, I can't, sure, do it. And now when I think about the regular season and how great it was and all the memories and the moments that were incredible for me, it's always going to come back to and arrive at the playoff failure. And that's not to say, like, if they did anything other than win a Stanley Cup, the whole season would have been ruined. No, there's a pretty big gap between putting together a deep run and coming up short, then losing in the first round, having a 3-1 series lead, having the collapse of all collapses, probably the most humiliating collapse in league history, and having to say, well, at least we had games 1 through 82. I can't, right, do it.
So what happened exactly? Was it goaltending? Because I know Linus Ullmark, who had a historically great season this year in relation to the second, like, we've known he's the Vezina Trophy winner for probably 2 months, yeah, barring injury. And he didn't start game 7. Maybe there was an injury, right, issue, but he didn't play well in games 5 or 6. So what happened?
Yeah, goaltending was certainly part of the problem. And Linus Ullmark was hurt. He had a lower body injury. I'm assuming that we'll get more specifics on that coming out in the days ahead. But, you know, goaltending was a problem for sure. Like, it wasn't as good as it was during the regular season. But I find it very, very difficult to say that, like, oh, this is because of goaltending. And for a few reasons. Because there was many moments where he was left hung out to dry, mm-hmm, with the horrible turnovers, absolutely horrible turnovers through this entire series where, you know, they couldn't complete passes. They were throwing pizzas to the front of the net and leaving him out to dry. But also another reason why I can't blame goaltending, and this speaks to, I think, the bigger picture here, is they had a 1B behind him. The rotation, right, was successful and a big part of their success all year long, having Jeremy Swayman as basically, you know, a 1B behind Linus Ullmark. And we didn't see him until game 7. I thought that that was crazy. And, you know, I said at the start of the series, I would have put Swayman in net in games 3 or 4, regardless of what happened, regardless of how well Ullmark was playing. The rotation and keeping guys fresh is a big reason why they've been successful all year long. And we have seen in playoffs in recent memory, having two goaltenders helps you. You don't have to rely on the same guy every time. So the fact that we didn't see Swayman until game 7, especially knowing that Ullmark was hurt and he wasn't playing well, it's crazy that they waited until game 7.
I certainly, with a 3-1 series lead coming home for game 5, that would have been a great opportunity, right, to try him out there. Game 6.
And if Swayman doesn't play well, if Swayman doesn't play well, then you can say we tried and you go back to Ullmark. And seeing how well Swayman did play in Game 7 with his back up against the wall, I mean, hindsight's 20/20, but seeing how well he played, I feel like they could have won that series had they made that decision earlier in the series.
Yeah, and he never saw the puck. He never saw the Verhaeghe shot that won it. He's still he looked almost like a cardboard cutout of a goalie in an attacking position because, I mean, it was a perfect screen, a great shot, and he just went over top of him. He never had any chance. You guys got 11 power play goals.
Yeah.
Tyler Bertuzzi had a playoff series not to be believed. David Pastrnak seemingly scored when Tyler Bertuzzi wasn't. I mean, you guys really had good performances, but that was probably the worst defensively you guys have played. Bruins had played all year.
Yeah, I failed.
You were terrible. In the series, Pete.
I agree with what you're saying, though. I mean, Charlie McAvoy had a horrible Game 7. He looked off for the series. I was really disappointed with Hampus Lindholm as well. That's probably their two biggest components in terms of you've got two number one defensemen back there. And you could even say Dmitry Orlov is a top pairing defenseman as well. They had three top pairing defensemen. And really in the playoffs, all you need to do is play four defensemen. We've seen that work in the past. The Montreal Canadiens reached the Stanley Cup final with barely a top four. And they just rolled those guys out and ran them into the ground, and they still found success. And so having Charlie McAvoy and Hampus Lindholm have really down series hurt the Bruins incredibly, to an incredible degree in this series.
All right, a couple of more things. I appreciate Pete Blackburn's time from Bally Sports. Does this now go through Toronto?
So I actually had that conversation this morning on the air, and as much as it pains me to say, I think that they've got as good a shot as anybody, and their road is paved. You know, not to say that the Panthers are a fluke or whatever, but there is something to be said about reaching an emotional apex and then coming back down to earth. And what the Panthers just accomplished, and they were the better team by the time that series ended. Like, they had a great Game 6 and Game 7. I really like the Toronto Maple Leafs and the team that they have and the magic that they have in the room, given what happened in their first round series. It's hard for me to say that that's not the team to beat in the Eastern Conference right now.
I'm getting Washington Capitals 2018 vibes from the Maple Leafs. Now, with that said, it'll be just like the Hurricanes to spoil everybody's party. Yep. Canes are waiting the winner of tonight's Game 7 between the Rangers and the Devils. You want to throw some thoughts together for whoever Carolina's got to play?
I think I've said it since the beginning. I think that the New Jersey Devils have a better overall all around team than the New York Rangers. Does that articulate and lead to a Game 7 win? I don't know, because the Rangers have the better goalie. And when you go down to a one game sample, I'm usually leaning with the team with the better goalie. I think if you're a Canes fan, though, you want the Rangers because they're not as good defensively. And for a Canes team that has had some trouble scoring goals and finishing this year and now have lost a couple key members of that lineup up front, you want the team that gives you a better chance to score against. And I guess you could make the counter argument that, you know, they've got the better goalie, but I also do think that they have the worst defensive team, and I would lean towards that.
Does seem like the Rangers will allow you opportunities to stay in the game on that end. Carolina has become not eerily, because I think this is their kind of their mindset all year long. They just have a way of holding the puck, and they're going to have to do that against whoever they play, but just hanging around without great goaltending, although they got really good goaltending in this series. Pete, who do you like in the West now?
92% of households that join Peloton early in the year are still active a year later.
Yeah, if you like cycling to EDM.
Not just EDM. Try cycling to Broadway hits, take a scenic hike in Iceland on our treadmill, or row to some 80s jams.
Because I have so much free time.
Whether you have 30 minutes or just 5, Peloton can fit any schedule. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton tread, row, or bikes risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.
In the West, I still think it's the Oilers. I mean, the Oilers, I think, are only their only foe is themselves. Like, the Oilers will usually find a way to get in their own way and screw things up or make things interesting, at least. But, you know, I just think I believe in their talent, their high end talent. And, you know, from what I've seen, they're in a wide open West. I do like the Oilers.
We haven't seen a Canadian team in the Stanley Cup Finals in when, and now we're going to get two.
I mean, a Leafs Oilers Stanley Cup Final. For as much as I like to dunk on Canada and hope that the Stanley Cup never goes back there just for the memes,
right?
That would be an incredibly entertaining and chaotic Stanley Cup Final, and either way, you would end up with a fan base and a team that has been waiting so long to get back to the top of the mountain. And like, that's going to happen no matter what at this point, because you look at the teams that are remaining in there, and they're not a team that's, there's no team that has won like super recently. Canes, I think, most recently, correct?
2006. Yeah, the Leafs haven't won in my lifetime.
Right.
No, actually, yeah, I think the Canes are the... they have won in my lifetime, but I was one.
There you go. I'm sure you had fond memories
huge.
Of that team.
I remember sitting on my dad's lap. No, I don't. I don't.
Yeah, no. I either way, like that. If they're the most recent team, then you're gonna get a brand new cup champion, and I think that's kind of exciting and good for the sport.
Pete Blackburn, I appreciate your time, man. I know everybody will get over it. Do you think? By the way, have we seen the last of Patrice Bergeron?
Probably. I think so. I think that this was the last gasp, and, you know, especially with him being hurt and, you know, at the end of this thing, it's tough. It's a grind, and he's getting up there. He can obviously still play, but it's a question of whether or not you want to.
Pete, I appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. Pete Blackburn, Bally Sports, covers the NHL. All right.
92% of households that join Peloton early in the year are still active a year later.
Yeah, if you like cycling to EDM.
Not just EDM. Try cycling to Broadway hits, take a scenic hike in Iceland on our treadmill, or row to some 80s jams.
Because I have so much free time.
Whether you have 30 minutes or just 5, Peloton can fit any schedule. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try Peloton tread, row, or bikes risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-trial.